I think I'll stick closer to shore from now on. That's what the Colorado man bitten by a great white shark while swimming off Cape Cod is saying today. Chris Myers spoke to Good Morning America.
I've been swimming at that beach ever since I was a little kid, and nobody in recent memory has had a shark attack, let alone by a great white, which is what they're thinking that was. Our odds are still pretty good, but maybe people need to be a little more careful than I was.
You think? Many of us are scared to death. The attack has New England buzzing. Myers and his son say they were swimming to a sandbar about 400 yards off Truro's Ballston Beach, way out on the Cape, when his son heard a scream and looked back and saw the fin. They made their way back to shore. Chris Myers is now being treated at Massachusetts General Hospital for bite marks on his leg. This was the first shark attack on a human in Massachusetts since 1936. Just a couple weeks ago, a shark approached a man in a kayak off Nauset Beach. He paddled like crazy. Fortunately, that shark hit a sandbar and couldn't follow him in. Marine fishery experts are repeating what they've said in the past. Sharks are probably being attracted by the increasing seal population on the Cape. Stephen St. Clair is beach supervisor for Truro, where the shark bite occurred. So, Stephen, Ballston Beach is open. Has the town given any thought to closing it?
No. We thought that it would be best to put up warning signs generally that there was a shark attack and that it is their territory, and if somebody is swimming in the ocean, you know, they're in their homeland.
Well, and they're there along with the seals, as we said. Are you going to do anything different because there's been an attack? We understand this beach is not lifeguarded. Are you going to maybe put lifeguards there or put some kind of apparatus there so somebody can get into the water faster to help someone?
We are going to have a meeting with the Board of Selectmen next week to possibly have lifeguards set up there. That is a pretty delicate situation because we can't just ask somebody off of the side of the road to find lifeguards this late in the season.
And, you know, people in the area have long been told the seal population is growing. Never swim or kayak around the seals because they are considered food by the sharks. But obviously that message didn't get over to Chris Myers, who admitted, you know, maybe I shouldn't have been out that far. And, you know, he was near the seals. But you've also got to get a message across to tourists. Cape Cod, a huge tourist area. How are you trying to do that?
I know Chatham actually has signs posted saying that you cannot swim within 300 feet of seals. They have been coming really close to shore this summer and then past summers. So we can't exactly tell people to not swim near seals if they're popping up.
Right.
There's a big population just this summer, and that is shark bait. But I know that Coast Guard does patrol. They have an air chopper or airplane that does a patrol off the shoreline to make sure that there's no shark sightings, and they alert us if they see any.
Oh, well, and those pictures from the air are so chilling. You know, you see the huge 15-foot shark maybe, you know, 50 feet away from a population of seals. Is there any conversation about reducing the seal population?
No. Yeah. No conversation of that.
Yeah. And just what's the vibe there, Stephen? This isn't certainly the first sighting. A couple of years ago, there was a sighting way, way in towards the mainland off of Plymouth, Massachusetts. There was a great white attracted by seal there. We mentioned the kayaker, you know, blissfully kayaking earlier this summer with a shark fin, you know, 5 feet behind him, and everybody on shore could see it. And now you've got an actual attack. What are people saying?
The vibe around here is that people, I hope that they are more aware that when they're swimming in the ocean, that's where sharks actually live. They have to be more aware of their surroundings when they're swimming.
Well, Chris Myers, the man who was attacked, also spoke to the local TV station WCVB. You know, he said he kicked at the shark with his free leg. He was being bitten on one. And the shark was between him and his son. Let's listen.
We were swimming about 4 or 5 feet apart, and the shark was right in the middle of us, just looking so unbelievably freaky and shark-like and enormous.
What are people today saying? I mean, there were people on the shore who saw it. Are people recounting what they saw?
The stories have been expanded. It started off as a four-inch fin to the 2-foot-long fin. So. But everybody just has to be more careful.
Yeah, these guys are lucky. Stephen, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Again, Stephen St. Clair, the beach supervisor in Truro on Cape Cod, Massachusetts. And luckily, after the attack, the first since 1936 on a human, a gentleman is only suffering some leg wounds. Back in 30 seconds, here and now.